Exclusive, Kevin McCarthy, GOP aims to force House vote on born-alive abortion survivor bill. By Michelle Moons on February 9, 2019. House Republicans have a plan to force a vote on the Born Alive Survivors Act. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told Breitbart News Radio Sirius XM 125 listeners Saturday. Show host and Breitbart News Washington political editor Matthew Boyle interviewed McCarthy. McCarthy explained Republican House members' effort to force a vote on the Born Alive Survivors Act. Representative Marsha Blackburn is the sponsor of the bill that was introduced in December 2017. He said Democrats have a radically, calloused position about life. He pointed specifically to a new late-term abortion bill in New York and efforts in the Virginia legislature to pass a similar measure. He added Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's recent comments effectively endorsing infanticide. McCarthy said Republicans began the week asking for unanimous consent to put the bill up, but Democrats avoided the opportunity. He said Republican reps Steve Scalise and Ann Wagner each called for unanimous consent on the bill this week. He said Republicans would continue to do so every day. He added that they will introduce a discharge petition. Six Democrats previously voted with Republicans, according to the minority leader. What the new Democratic Party is doing about infanticide, about socialism, and others, it's very scary to all of us, he said. Boyle recounted the events that involved House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blocking the bill from going to a vote despite Republican efforts. McCarthy pointed to Gov. Northam talking about killing a baby born alive. That goes against everything Americans believe in. He then pointed to a case in the news regarding a man killing his girlfriend and the baby she was carrying, but because of a bill signed by New York Gov. Cuomo, he could not be charged for killing the baby. Republicans have a plan to continue pushing the newborn alive bill every day. McCarthy explained that a discharge petition can be used, if signed by 218 members of the House, to automatically bring the bill to a vote. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter @MichelleDiana and Facebook.